holding by Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu es Hashem Mevorach. The Chazan says Baruch Hu is talking to the Kal. That's why Baruch Hu is actually mentioned already in Chazal a number of times. And the Chazan is talking. It says, how do you know that when you're supposed to say that when the Chazan says Baruch Hu Hashem Mevorach, that you're supposed to say Baruch Hashem Mevorach Lo Lavoin, because it says Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havu Goy Dolikim. When I call out Shem Hashem, you should add on to what I'm saying, Havu Goy Dol, give Gdula Lelokeinu. So I say Hashem Hamavarech, and you say Hashem Mevorach Lo Lavoin, you add on. Now the Chazan is talking to the Kal, that's why it's only said Meravim. It's only said when you have a Tzibur. Baruch Hu Es Hashem, you should be Mevorach Hashem. Why does it say Hamavarech? Hamavarech means that he is benched, he is Mevorach mipi achir, mipi everybody in the Bria, from the whole Bria. Like we say on Shabbos, it says Baruch Hu Mevorach b'fikol neshama. That Kadosh Baruch Hu is Baruch ve'etzem, he's the Mekor HaBrachis, and he's Mevorach b'fikol neshama. Any living thing, anything which has a neshama is Mevorach the Ribbono Shel Olam. So I say Baruch Hu Hashem, and I'm telling you, I say HaMevorach, that it shouldn't be that kielu as if it's I'm excluding myself, say the Mefarshim. It's not just that you should be Mevorach and I'm not being Mevorach. Baruch was Hashem and I leg too HaMevorach, that HaKadosh Baruch Mevorach, that it shouldn't be a kielu as if I'm being Moitzi Atri Min HaKlal, that only you're being Mevorach Hashem and I'm not being Mevorach Hashem. The only question is, how do you understand the Hemshech then? Then the Kal says, Baruch Hashem HaMevorach, Lo'er Lavoi. I say you should be bench Hashem, and they bench Hashem afterwards. Baruch Hashem, Lo'er Lavoi. What's Baruch Hashem HaMevorach? The only reason that the Chazan said HaMevorach is that you shouldn't be Moiti Atzmi Min HaKlal. But now that I'm saying Baruch Hashem, then I don't have to say HaMevorach. So, the Prima Gadim brings down, in Siman Nun Vov, he brings down that Eliyahu Rabbah answers Kasha, and Eliyahu Rabbah answers, he says, I'll be the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin says that Klal Yisrael is greater than the Malachim. Because Klal Yisrael says Masker Shem Hashem after two words, and the Malachim are Masker Shem Hashem only after three words. Klal Yisrael says Shema Yisrael Hashem. After two words of Shema Yisrael, they already mentioned Shem Hashem. And the Malachim say it only after three words. Kodesh, 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 Hashem Tzavokit. They only say it after three words. So the Gemara asks, aye, they say Baruch Kveid Hashem Im Kremai. After two words, they say Shem Hashem. The Gemara answers, yes. Given the nitin rishus, given the yoyv rishus, is yoyv. Once they already said it after three, they're not allowed to say it after two words. Only Klal Yisrael says after two words. They say it after three words. Once they already mentioned Shem Hashem, then they can say it again after two words. But they already didn't. The first time that they mentioned Shem Hashem is only after three words. After that, they can say Shem Hashem as many times after in whatever context. So the same thing over here. L'chura, if Klal Yisrael is only allowed to say Shem Hashem after two words, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, how come over here we say it after one word? Baruch Hashem HaMevorach, after one word. So the answer is because since we already said, Kiva the Yisrael of Yeshua, since we already said it after two words, Shema Yisrael, then Mamela we're allowed to say, I guess earlier in the morning, then we're allowed to say it after one word also. And therefore, Baruch Hashem HaMevorach, once Hashem is already Mevorach, Baruch, it's really over here. Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMevorach. Once we're mazkered after two words, Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMevorach, then I say the reason why I'm allowed to say it after one word is because he was already Mevorach HaYidei L'Chazen after two words. Baruch Hashem HaMevorach HaYidei L'Chazen La'ilam Voyed. That's the Prima Gadda brings down from the Eliyahu Rabbah shot in Baruch Hu. Just start with the Bracha. Baruch Adar Hashem Lekinu Melech Ha'olam Yitzhar V'Yichor Yishech Yitzhalom V'Yitzhakol. This Betzim is a Pasuk in Yishaya, Perek Mem Hei, Pasuk Zayin. And it's paraphrased slightly. Because the Pasuk says, Yitzhar V'Yichor Yishech Yitzhalom V'Yitzhakol. And the Gemara says, Chazal say in Brachis, that we switched it from Ubari Ra to Ubari Yitzhakol, because we shouldn't be masker, we should say it in Lishnum Aliyah. Switch it to, instead of Ubari Ra, it should be Lishnum Aliyah. The question is, what does it mean, Yetzer Ara Vari Choshech? A Bria is always a Yesh Me'ayin. The process that you create something. What does it mean that you're Vari Choshech? Choshech is only a header. You don't have light, you have automatically, you have Choshech. It's not Bria Be'etzer. Light is a Bria. Choshech is a header. So, I saw brought down from the Goyin, that the Goyin says that the difference between Yetzira and Bria is that Bria is on an Etzer. For example, a tree. Or a fruit. It's on the etzem. It's something that a human being cannot create. Once you have the tree, then the human being can take the tree, cut it down, and make it into a shtender, make it into a chair, make it into a table. He decides afterwards. You have the etzem and you have the mikra. The etzem is the metzias that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave you that you cannot create yourself. And then there's the ability to take that etzem and change it into something else, into a bench, into... Bria is that etzem itself. Yetzira is the mikra. Yetzira is... Bria is to create. A human being can't create. Only a Rishon can create. However, Yetzira is a human being has the ability to create, to fashion. To form, to fashion is Yetzira. So Mamela, what's considered the etzem? What's the etzem? And what's the Yetzira? And what's the mikra? When you have... It's light outside, and then the sun sets. You're left with what was ever there before the sun came around. That's the etzem. The sun, it could only has it's a mikra. Wherever the sun shines, that's where it's light. However, if you close the tris in your room, then it's dark. If you're in the shade, it's dark. If it's the sun is the mikra. The etzem is the choshen. So the bria, the lashon of bria, is going on the etzem. And Mamela, the etzem is the chayshon. That's what's there. The etzem without it, without any changes. Changes is yitzira. Changes is light. Changes is yitzira. The truth is that those that learn that know that even chayshon be etzem pshuta gemashmo. Chayshon is also a bria. You wouldn't have had chayshon without. That's how they had in the beginning. It was arva chayshon mishdamshim beravuvio. That because chayshon itself is a bria in and of itself. There's nothing without the Ribbono Shel Olam. Even chayshon is. Only because the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted that to be Choshech. So Yoitzer Or Ribbono Choshech, Oysa Shalom V'Reis Hakol, we, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, first of all, we're maskier, like Chazal say, Midas Yoyim Balaylo, Midas Laylo B'Yoyim, because in the olden days, actually this pasuk was said to a Kurish, who is a Goy. Don't think that there's two Rishis, because the Goy means the thing there's two Rishis. You have the nice God, who's light, who's happy, who's Mesiras Tevis, and you have the dark God, who's Ra, who's Mesiras Rois, Rahman and Tan. We're saying, no, the, everything comes from Ribbono Shel Olam. The light comes from Ribbono Shel Olam, the dark, the night, the day, everything comes from Ribbono Shel Olam. Yetzer Hara Ribbono Choshech. We say the same thing at night. We're saying the Birchas Kriyas Shema at night. We're Maskir Yayim. Mavdil Behir Me'laylo. Virdal Orm Nechoshech, Choshech Mivneyor. Hoyt Hashem, Varei Zakol. Without Sholem, you would have no Bria whatsoever. Why is that? Because everything is created from the Dalet Yesodos. Mayim and Eish, Ofer and Ruach. Now these things are b'etzem a stira to one another. Mayim and Eish is a stira. Mayim puts out Eish. That's why Shomayim is Shomayim. Oyser Shalom b'mreimov is the Kadosh Baruch Hu makes Shalom because the Shomayim is made out of Eish and Mayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes Shalom, and that's why it's able to exist. Everything in the world is created from things which are b'etzem asira to one another. Eish and Mayim, Ofer v'Ruach. These things, the only way for the world to exist is Oyser Shalom. Once you have Shalom, then you could have Bariyas Hakol. Everything could have a cue. Without the Shalom, then nothing in itself, nothing b'chlal in the Bria, would be able to have a cue.